I'll begin speaking my spot in exactly 10 seconds. Repeat, 10 seconds from now. Hello, New York.
This is Guthrie Janssen speaking from Athens, Greece.
A British embassy official stated an hour ago that Harold Macmillan, British resident minister in the Mediterranean, has been conferring during the last few days with the Greek Prime Minister Papandreou, with Themistocles Sophoulis, an old liberal leader, and Demoskinos, Archbishop of Athens. Macmillan will stay on in Athens for a time. More or less, shells fell in the center of Athens this afternoon, while Spitfire strafed a nearby park. I return you now to New York. Hello, New York. About 3 seconds over there. But I'll begin the next in 10 seconds from now. Hello, New York. This is Guthrie Janssen speaking again from Athens. There is no detailed information about Mr. Macmillan's discussions with Greek leaders, but there is a strong belief that the Archbishop of Athens may be used as a regent to whom all political groups can give allegiance until elections are held. The center of Athens was noisy from late afternoon until dark an hour ago, as British Spitfires swooped down over the center of the city and smeared the park around the new stadium and Ardettos Hill with cannon and machine gun fire. At the same time, Elias was lobbing more 75-millimeter artillery shells around Constitution Square and British headquarters. During last night, there were about a dozen terrific explosions in the area around Ammonia Square, as Elias blew up houses on narrow streets where they hoped the debris would make effective roadblocks. General Scobie, British commander in Greece, has received a signal from General Seraphis, Elias' commander, dated December 9th. The contents have not been announced. This is Guthrie Janssen returning you now to the NBC in New York. Hello, New York. Very lousy timing there. 12 seconds. No, I was only about 7 seconds over, but still, I expect you were not putting that through directly into the network. Now, here is the communique number 32, communique number 32, issued at 1400 hours Athens time, which I will read to you for your use. I'll begin the communique in 10 seconds from now. Hello, New York. This is Guthrie Janssen speaking from Athens, Greece. The following is communique number 3232, issued at 1400 hours, 1400 hours, Athens time today from General Scobie's headquarters. Number one, at 7:25, repeat, 0725 this morning, insurgent forces launched an unprovoked attack against Indian troops on the mainland of Greece, north of Patras. Number two, in Athens and the Piraeus, fighting continues after a temporary lull yesterday. During the afternoon of December 14th, insurgent artillery was again in action against the center of Athens. In the Piraeus, an attack supported by mortar fire made against British troops at the west end of Phalaron Bay was repulsed after heavy fighting. Number three, guerrilla activity in Salonika area continues, and the situation has not eased. That is the end of communique number 3232, issued at 1400 hours Athens time from General Scobie's headquarters today. Hello, New York. Hello, NBC New York.
I give you now the spelling of three words in the communique, three words which you may need. Patras, in my item number one, Patras is spelt
P. Peter, A. Abel, T. Tear, R. Roger, A. Abel, S. Sugar. Falloran, Falloran Bay. Falloran in item two is spelt F. Fox, A. Abel, L. Love, E. Easy, R. Roger, A. Abel, N. Nan. And in item three, Salonika. Salonika is spelt S. Sugar, A. Abel, L. Love, O. Obo, N. Nan, I. Item, K. King, A. Abel. That's all for tonight from Athens and New York. I'll be with you again with a spot flash note tomorrow at the same time, 16, 30, and 20 seconds, giving you a 10-minute call-up as usual. I'll be with you on Sunday with the regularly booked spot at 1,300 and some hours. That's all for tonight, New York. Thank you. Good night, New York. Goodbye, London. Thank you for standing by. That's all, Athens Terminal.